Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Every night I went out there, I did it for them.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I will never stop helping and loving people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
That's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we are just hours away from UFC 149 from Calgary, Canada, in the main event. Renan Barreiro, 30-1, I think he's got a draw maybe, taking on Uriah Faber, 26-5. They call him the California Kid. They both made the 135-pound weight limit yesterday, of course, weighing in the day before, and we'll talk about that day before weigh-ins with Kyle Kingsbury, our UFC guest, at about 20 minutes past the hour. But the bottom line is, I don't think guys should weigh in the day before. I think we should go to the NCAA wrestling rules where you weigh in 2 hours before the match. I think that's the way it should be done. I think there won't be any unfair advantages given to people that can shrink down in weight. I mean, John the Beast Mugabe, Gerald McClellan, who ended up getting hurt in a fight with Nigel Benbeck, I believe, in 1995 or 98. But, you know, he used to come in at 168 pounds and blow up to like 190. I ain't kidding you. Just, I mean, in between the weigh-in and the fight, 175, 190. He was incredible, the amount of weight that he put on. A lot of guys put on a lot of weight. A lot of the good, real, true fighters like Salvador Sanchez, people like that, they didn't put on a lot of weight. Alexis Arguello didn't put on a lot of weight. Roberto Duran, he put on a few pounds, but the bottom line is when Duran was in shape, you knew what you were getting. You were getting the real deal. And tonight, UFC 149 is the real deal. No question about that, folks. It starts at 4 p.m. on Facebook, that's Pacific time. 5 p.m. it goes to FX Cable for 2 hours. And at 7 p.m. Pacific time, it goes live to pay-per-view. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
And he's not going to gas himself out. Lesnar trying to get back up. And he does. But he's exhausted.
He's shattered.
And he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Hammer fist. 50 seconds.
Mannix bringing us back for the break right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Cain Velasquez, the former UFC heavyweight champion, will be here on the weekend of August 3rd and 4th right here in the Ring Talk studio. So come back for that show. Don't forget, we'll have the former heavyweight champion, maybe future heavyweight champion of the UFC. I'm talking about Cain Velasquez here live in the studios on August 3rd and 4th. That is the weekend of August 3rd and 4th. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts tonight. As I said earlier, UFC 149 going down in Calgary, Canada, the home of one of my favorite guys, Nick Ring. He's been on this show in the past, and no, that's not his stage name. That's his real name, Nick Ring, but he is from Calgary, Canada, and he's taking on Court McGee. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But the main event, Uriah Faber, 26-5, Sacramento, California, 5'6", 135 pounds. Renan Barreo says he's listed at 5'6", but at the weigh-in picture I looked at yesterday, he looks a couple inches bigger than Uriah Faber. He is 30-1 with one no contest. So I want to go out on a limb right now. I'm going to say that Faber gets beat. And the reason why he gets beat is that he's had too many wars. He's been in too many rough, tough battles. And I think Barreo is just a better fighter. And I think when Dave Meltzer, the genius of MMA, the Wrestling Observer .com newsletter, when he says, go with Barreo, go with Barreo. Because, Dave's right usually about 95-99% of the time. Hector Lombard, former Bellator fighting champion. He has taken on Tim Butch. That is in the semi-main event. But Lombard comes into the UFC for his debut as far as the Ultimate Fighter UFC octagon is concerned. 31-2-1, one no contest. He stands at 5'9". He's a little guy at 185, okay? Tim Butch, who's 15-4, is 6 feet tall. So it's about 3.5 inches of height there. They'll weigh in 185 pounds. And I would expect that Lombard would win this fight, although it will not be a walk in the park. Chaek Congo is also on the card. He's taking on Sean Jordan. The great Chaek, 27-7-2, an exciting fighter, 6'4", a heavyweight at 240. Taking on Sean Jordan, 13-3, 6', 260 pounds. I'm expecting Congo to roll over him. Brian Ebersole and James Head will also go head-to-head. 50-14-1, one no contest is Ebersole, the always ready opponent at 170 pounds. Taking on James Head, 8-2. They're both about 6 feet tall. I'm going to go with Ebersole, the veteran there, although that's probably against the odds. Chris Clements taking on Matthew Riddle, 11-4 is Clements. Riddle is 6-3. They're fighting at 170. And here's my guy, Nick Ring, 12-1. Now, Calgary, Canada, the hometown, the place where the UFC 149 will take place tonight. He is 6'1". He weighs 185 pounds. He's 12-1. He's taking on Court McGee, who can always fight. 13-2. He's 5'8" again, 185 pounds. So that's going to be my favorite fight on the card. Roland Delorme is also on the card. He's 8-1, taking on Francisco Rivera, who is 8-2. They are fighting at 135 pounds, which is bantamweight in the world of mixed martial arts in the UFC. And Ryan Jimmo, a light heavyweight, 16-1, taking on Anthony Parash, 13-6. would look for Jimmo to roll over him simply because I think he's a better fighter. Brian Caraway is on the card, 16-6, taking on Mitch Gagnon, 8-1. I don't know, 135 pounds. These guys really aren't the upper echelon of the 135-pounder bantamweight division. Antonio Carvalho is going to be fighting Daniel Pineda. That's 13-5 is Carvalho. 17-8 is Pineda. And, of course, they're fighting at 145 pounds, which is featherweight in the world of mixed martial arts. Now, of course, this card starts at 4 o'clock Pacific time. It's on Facebook first. Mitch Clark and Anton Kriufin, they're going to be opening this thing up. 9-1 is Clark. These guys are 155 pounders. Those are lightweights in the world of UFC and MMA. And Antoine comes in at 16-5. A little slight height advantage to Clark, so probably going to go with the taller, leaner guy. I like the height and reach, especially in MMA. When a guy knows how to use his height and reach, much like Chris Weidman did with Mark Munoz a couple of weeks ago on the UFC card on Fuel TV, which nobody seemed to have seen, although the people that saw it thought it was great. Only 300,000 people across the country with 350 million homes in the country. Only 300,000 people saw this fight, which is a shame because it's sort of like the fight never took place. I mean, they're not putting up on any websites. The UFC's not worked out a deal with Fuel TV where they can air the fights afterwards on Facebook or anything like that. So people just don't see these fights. And that's a bit of a shame because that was a great card and a lot of good fights on it. And the bottom line is they did 4,000 paid, which is something like $163,000 at the live gate. But the payroll was much more than $163,000. So that was one of those nights where Dana White and those guys didn't, back the armored car up to the arena and drive away with it. Anyway, here's a hot one. Dave Bautista. They call him Batista, but it's Bautista. Filipino-American fighter, of course. What is he like? 6'3", 290 pounds, almost 300 pounds. Now here he's got it down to about 230. Of course, he's the former WWE star and a guy that I thought did some pretty good movies. I saw one of his movies where he played an ex-cop, and I thought it was an excellent role. I thought he was very, very realistic. I thought he was a good actor. I mean, I thought, man, he beats the smack out of Sylvester Stallone when it comes to acting. I mean, he really just does. And he hasn't been around that long, but he was looking pretty good. He's going to do an MMA debut. He's 43 years old. He's going to take on Rashid Evans. Not Rashad Evans, Rashid Evans, a guy that hasn't had any pro fights yet. He'll weigh in about 230 pounds, and that'll take place, I believe, in Rhode Island. Yeah, in Rhode Island. So that's going to be an interesting event. I mean, no question about it. Anytime Dave Bautista is involved, and he is a superstar, folks. I mean, he turned the pay-per-view cranks for the World Wrestling Entertainment business for a long, long time, and he turned him, and he turned him well. And anytime Bautista's involved, you know, there's going to be some curiosity. When a lot of these guys cross over, when guys cross over from the worked fights, and that's what professional wrestling is, a worked fight. When they cross over from a worked fight to a real fight, they can't make the transition. Some guys just can't make it. I mean, Brock Lesnar did it, but he didn't do it all that well. So people say, look, look at the fights he lost. He lost to Frank Mir. He lost to Cain Velasquez, and he lost to Alistair Overeem. Well, so what? Those are three great or very good heavyweights. Overeem might have been on a little bit of substances at the time. Of course, he's been suspended by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, cannot reapply until December of 2012. But the big fight is going to be, I guess, Alistair Overeem looking much smaller these days than he did in January. I saw him on TV a couple of weeks ago. But he looks much smaller than he did in January and February when he was taking the juice. And now he's back down to, I guess, a reasonable weight of around 225, 230. And he's going to take on the winner of the Junior Dos Santos Cain Velasquez fight. Now, they haven't got an exact date on that one either. But they were going to talk about September, and that didn't work because I think Santos's people didn't want to go in September. So then it was October they're discussing. They're probably going to end up taking this. If they get their way, the Santos team, if they get their way, they'll take this fight to Brazil. Fight it outdoors in some big stadium with 40,000 people. Pack the entire joint because Junior Dos Santos is the Pelé, the biggest star right now. No question about that. In the world, as far as Brazil is concerned, I'm talking movie stars. I'm talking fighters. I'm talking any athletic endeavors, elected offices. No. Junior Dos Santos is the guy. He is the once beaten world UFC heavyweight champion. And I figure that, if they go to Brazil and they do this on a big card, a big, big card. They really get this together and put 40,000 people in the house. it will set an atmosphere that you really haven't heard too much in MMA yet. I mean, yeah, we've been to Japan. They love it over there. We've been to Australia. They love it over there. We've been to Canada with Georges St. Pierre, and they love him, and they love the UFC in Canada. But I think Brazil, the place where it all started, the place where the Gracies got this going, I'm talking about the Ultimate Fighting Championships, the country of its origin, okay, to go back there for such a big card for the UFC Heavyweight Championship, I think that would be great. I think that would be fantastic. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better card. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA this hour. Of course, we air every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as Sundays at 11 a.m. for the Weekend Wrap, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as well. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him weak. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what he wants, give him what he wants. Respect will come to you. And you can hold your man. Hold your man.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLore1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLore1.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
If you're going to be watching UFC 149 tonight, I can tell you there's a whole lot of fighters going to give it up. Just like Marvin Gaye says, got to give it up. Well, we'll be giving it up tonight live from Calgary, Canada, beginning at 4 o'clock Pacific time on Facebook for an hour, and then 2 hours on FX Cable. Then they go to pay-per-view at 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 10 p.m. on the East Coast. Now, our UFC expert is a UFC fighter himself. We'll talk about the King, King Kyle Kingsbury. Triple K, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you, Pedro?
I'm excellent, man. Tell me, what does Renan Barajo bring to the dance with Uriah Faber tonight in the main event?
Well, he hasn't lost in a very long time. You know, he's just really bringing a whole lot to the table as far as being a complete fighter, being very well-rounded. And a lot of guys stepping up to the plate like this would be nervous, but I don't think Barajo's going to have any kind of nerves. I think he's going to go in there. He's seasoned. He's been in the game for a long time. And I think he's ready to go in there and take on Faber without any qualms about it.
30-1, one no contest. Of course, he's taking on Uriah Faber, the California kid, 26-5 out of Sacramento, California. Is this the right weight class for Faber right now?
I think so. There was some talk about him dropping to 125, and there's no way he's going to make that weight. But he looks good at 135. You know, when he fought here in San Jose, he had a great win, and I know he's been working hard. All those guys at Alpha Male are doing really good, and Mendez just got that big victory. TJ Dillashaw just had a big victory, so they're riding a nice little win streak right now.
Okay. What did you think of Chris Weidman a couple weeks ago or 10 days ago at the HP Pavilion?
He was so impressive. So impressive, especially when you consider how talented Mark Munoz is. Even just the wrestling alone, you know, Munoz, the Division I national champion, getting taken down at will, and Weidman's ability to keep him there. You know, it's one thing to take a guy down, but Weidman could stick him there, and he was going for submission after submission. It was that was probably the most impressive victory I've seen this year.
Well, you know, he was 9-0 coming in. I polled the entire press section there, and everybody picked Munoz to win, and I had picked Weidman to win, so I sort of felt like, oh, man, here I am sitting out here on a perch all by myself. But, you know, Munoz was never in the fight after the bell rang. He just wasn't. I mean, if you look at it now, Weidman's never been taken down in 9 fights, not even off his feet.
He's just incredible. He's extremely well-rounded. He definitely, of all the top guys, you know, and obviously we'll probably talk about Hector Lombard here coming up, but as far as the top middleweights that can challenge Anderson Silva, I think stylistically Weidman's the guy that could do it.
You know, he's got good, you know, I watched him, I don't know if I'm sure you saw the fight, but in the early part of the first round against Mark Munoz, he showed Munoz the difference in size, height, and reach that he had, the advantages he had over Munoz. And I think that sort of freaked Munoz out a little bit to realize, wow, this guy's that big and he's that tall and he's got long, long arms, you know, and he did. So that was something he wasn't expecting. I mean, I know that he realized his opponent was slightly bigger than him, but not that much bigger. I mean, man, Weidman looked like a giant compared to Munoz.
He really did. He really did. And it definitely does change a little bit when you're standing across, you know, the octagon looking at somebody and you're sizing them up and you see that difference.
Yeah. We're talking with King Kyle Kingsbury, folks, the UFC fighter, light heavyweight out of the Silicon Valley, San Jose, California. Tonight, UFC 149 is going on. Before we go to Hector Lombard, did you get a chance to watch the Bellator Championships last night at all?
I did not, and I was a little bummed because my teammate Marius Zaromski got a big victory. So, and I heard there was some good fights last night.
Okay, now, you know, Bellator is suffering, much like UFC on Fuel TV, because, you know, like last night, maybe 290,000 people tuned in, 300,000 people. 300,000 people saw the Chris Weidman card out of a country of 350 million. That Fuel TV thing, they've got to do something about that. Either they've got to air it live on the internet or post-fight after the internet. Something's got to be done because Fuel TV, Kyle, it's just not in enough homes across the country. Do you get it?
No, I don't have it, and it drives me nuts. You know, and I've talked to the cable provider a few times, and they have zero intention of adding that to the lineup. So, you know, it's one of those things where maybe a year from now they're going to have Fuel TV. And that's all the Comcast. That goes for Cox. I got friends out in Arizona and Nevada, and that's Cox Communications. All these cable companies aren't, you know, jumping in line to pick up Fuel. So you think about it that way, at the earliest, we'll have it next year. And you look at how many planned programs they have on Fuel and all the pre-fight shows and the post-fight shows. It's unfortunate. I mean, they really do need to change something about that.
I mean, that is a minuscule amount of this country to see 300,000. Like Dave Meltzer was on the show about a week or two ago, and he said that it's like not even having a fight. You know, I mean, it's like having a fight and nobody knew about it because Nobody watched Weidman. I mean, he deserved, with that type of performance, that type of dominating performance against the favorite, Mark Munoz, I mean, that fight needed to be seen worldwide. And everybody needed to take note of the fact that Anderson Silva does have a challenger maybe in a year from now.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's a number one contendership's fight. You know, they're hyping it to be that. And that's something anytime, you know, somebody's going to be next in line for a title fight, you really want to see that. You really want to promote that and get the most eyes on it as possible. So okay. I agree with you on that.
All right. Now, Bellator is going to move to Spike TV next year on the 13th of, I think it's the first or second week of January 2013. They're going to move to Spike TV, so that will greatly increase their viewership. But yet, you know, the Ultimate Fighter is going to be, it's having problems drawing as well on FX cable. It isn't drawing nearly the numbers that it had drawn before on Spike TV. Can you tell me why?
You know, I'm not sure. I know FX, across the board, I think, does better numbers than Spike, but and they advertise quite a bit for it. But I think one thing that Fox needs to do is really broaden the spectrum across all their channels. You know, if they've got Ultimate Fighter coming up on FX, promote it on Fox Network. You know, and if you got the Fox fights coming up on Fox, don't just show it, you know, in between quarters in a football game. Show that stuff when primetime TV is going on. Show it a lot more and get it going on FX as well.
Hmm. King Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, Dave Bautista, the former WWE star, the guy I thought was great in a couple of movies. I take that back. I saw one of his movies. He played an ex-cop that went to jail and got out. But now he's going to take on a guy named Rashid Evans, not Rashad Evans, Rashid Evans. That'll be in Rhode Island, I believe, in October. What are his chances at the age of 43 of making a dent in the world of MMA?
You know, I'm not sure he's going to make a dent, but he's obviously got a big name. He's a specimen physically. So, and I hear he's been training for a very long time. I actually hear that him and Undertaker and a few of those guys have always been into MMA and have been training, you know, as they travel with each other. But, you know, I don't think there's going to be any giant impact or anything like that this late in his life and his athletic career. But it'll be cool to see if he can come in and pick up a few victories and, you know, shake it up a little bit in the smaller shows.
Okay, so Brock Lesnar's retirement is for good, you think, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think they go back and forth a little bit with the idea, and I think it's best for both parties if he sticks around in WWE and doesn't try to make a return to the heavyweight division.
King Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. We are hours away from UFC 149. Of course, Saturday night, it starts at 4 p.m. Pacific time. That's live on Facebook for an hour. Then they go to FX Cable for 2 hours from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. Then at 7 p.m. Pacific time, they go live on pay-per-view. Of course, with the main event, Uriah Faber and Renan Barrail, of course, battling it out for the interim bantamweight. It's 135-pound championship of the UFC. Of course, the current champion, Dominic Cruz, is out with an injury. Now, any word on when he's coming back?
You know, I'm not sure. I talked with him at the Fighter Summit about a week ago. He had his knee was braced, but he wasn't, you know, he was walking around, and he said everything feels good. He's just got to keep rehabbing it, and probably should be 6 months before he can really start getting full go on the ground and everything like that. But he says he's got good mobility and is recovering quickly.
You know what's a cold shot is there were rumors going all over the internet that Ronda Rousey did that to him. Did you read that rumor too?
I read that rumor.
Yeah, and there's no merit to it.
Though.
Pardon me?
I said that wouldn't surprise me though. She can handle her own with any guy.
She's a double bad broad, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I mean, I think she's a real deal. 5-0, five stops. Of course, she's taking on Sarah Kaufman. That's August 18th on Showtime from San Diego, California. And, of course, she will hopefully meet Chris Cyborg Santos if Cyborg Santos can get licensed again. That'll be in 2013. Is that the big fight in MMA as far as women are concerned?
I think that's the only fight in women's MMA. The Kaufman fight's not going to be a fight. That's just going to be a beating. And, you know, everybody wants to see Cyborg get back in action. It's no surprise that she tests positive, but
no, she looked like she needed a shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. But that's definitely the fight everyone wants to see. That's the Mayweather-Pacquiao of women's MMA for sure.
Yeah, well, the Mayweather-Pacquiao ain't coming off, I'm telling you. It's not going to come off. Manny Pacquiao doesn't have the skills to deal with Floyd Mayweather. They know that. That's why they've avoided this fight as long as they have.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
Okay. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide right here on the Armed Forces Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. The Sports Byline Network is all over the world. Check out our website, SportsByline.com, and my website, RingTalk.com, RingTalk, RingTalk.com. We're tweeting right now. Hit us up on the Twitter, using the hash mark RingTalk, RingTalk. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
And now from Dice.com, the career hub for tech. How 30 seconds can impact a tech career. A brief symposium. You could spend 30 seconds forwarding a funny video to a colleague. Impact? A lukewarm high five in the hallway. You could flirt with the new receptionist.
Hey, how's it going?
Impact? A stern reprimand from HR. And 2 hours of mandatory sensitivity training. Or you could join a talent community on Dice.com and get the latest news, job, and career advice that matches your interests. Dice has talent communities like mobile development, software engineering, and project management, just to name a few. Each community is spam-free and moderated by a guide with the same passion that you have, and it's free to join. Visit Dice.com/talent to join the community. That's Dice.com/talent. So the next time you have 30 seconds, spend them wisely. Dice.com, the career hub for tech.
And again, BJ's just out grappling him as well as out striking him.
He's just pouring blood now, Joe.
And he's really toying with him, yeah. And now he's turning it on.
Yeah. Diego's a mess. And Herb Dean's going to check the cut.
Wow.
Baby J!
Wow. That is a gigantic cut over his eye. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the greatest lightweight in the history of the sport.
Baby J defends!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
A man confined to prison is a man who has given up his liberty.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to get affairs entertainment.
Floyd Mayweather. Of course, what's he going to get out? The 27th of July, out of the Clark County Jail, jail for domestic violence. If he fights Manny Pacquiao again, cops will book him one more time. Same charge, domestic violence. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Let's go through the card. Of course, Faber and Borrego in the main event tonight at UFC 149 from Calgary, Canada. I got a favorite on this card, Nick Ring. The guy, Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. Kyle, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good to be back.
All right. Nick Ring's going to take on Court McGee. What's going to happen there?
Man, it's tough for me to call. I've known Court McGee for a while. He's got a wrestling background, obviously Ultimate Fighter winner. Yeah. But I think Ring really is just a better stand-up guy and more balanced. And he's very tricky to take down because he's so flexible, almost like BJ back in the day. But I think Ring's going to win this fight. I'm pulling for Court, but I think Ring's going to win the fight.
Okay, speaking of BJ Penn, the former lightweight champion of the UFC, now he's hinted at a comeback, but right now he's opening a BJ Penn UFC gym over there in Honolulu, Hawaii. What happened there? I mean, he was fighting at 155 and looking like a king. Then he moved up to 170, and he fought Georges St. Pierre, and he lost. Of course, there was some grease involved in that fight in a couple of rounds. They put some grease on the back of Georges St. Pierre. They admitted that. They call it the grease fight. But the bottom line is, at 170, he was just too small. But at 155, he was the right size, but he has problems making 155. I mean, what do you do when you're stuck in between weight classes like that, Kyle?
Well, that's tough. I think really his problem wasn't in that he couldn't figure out where to go. He should be a 155er, period. But his problem was that he never put in, he wasn't dedicated when it came down to the cardio and the dieting. And that's why he likes going up to 170, because he knew he didn't have to work as hard to get his weight down. He never looked ripped at 155 either.
Yes,
but 155 was certainly where he should have been fighting.
Okay, you're right. He never really looked ripped. He was just like, in fact, he didn't even look like a fighter. He looked almost like an average guy off the street.
Yeah, he's just that talented, that talented.
Speaking of talented, UFC signed this Bellator alumni. I'm talking about Hector Lombard, 31-2-1, taking on Tim Botch tonight, 15-4. They're fighting at 185 pounds here. Lombard the favorite?
Oh, yeah, big time. Everyone's looking for Lombard to come in and just smash Boch and get himself that title shot. I think Boch is no pushover. I think he's going to go in there and have his hands full. But, even looking at the fight with Boch versus Okami was beating him up for the first two rounds, and he just kept weathering the storm, came back out in the third and smoked him. He left it all on the line. So he's a guy who's got a ton of heart. He's game for sure, and the longer he's in the fight, he's always in the fight, so Lombard's got to put him away and put him away fast. I think he can do it, though.
Kyle, have you got a website, or you're Facebooking it, right?
I'm Facebooking it, yeah, Facebooking it and Twittering it.
All right, what is it, Facebook what?
Facebook, you can just search Kyle Kingsbury, I'm on there, and then also Twitter.com, @Kingsboo.
At Kingsboo, okay. Chake Congo taking on Sean Jordan. Is Chake Congo too long in the tooth now? Has he guys seen better days? Or is he going to beat Sean Jordan tonight? 27-7-2 is Congo. 13-3 is Sean Jordan.
I like Congo. I think he's improved. He's definitely gotten better at his wrestling. He's starting to take guys down a bit more now and work on his ground and pound. He's got such long arms. He's throwing elbows from top position a lot like John Jones. I think he's going to get the win and stay kind of in that hunt of the top 15 at least for heavyweight.
Okay. You mentioned John Jones, a light heavyweight champion. I want to mention our stations in Atlanta, Memphis, Tennessee, Las Vegas, Sacramento, California, Houston, Texas. But you mentioned the guy out of Atlanta, John Jones, the light heavyweight champion of the world. Now, once he gets done cleaning up a light heavyweight, isn't he too small, too frail physically to move up and fight guys 260 pounds?
he's, you know, he's Bones is his nickname for a reason. He's definitely skinny, but there's rumors that he's putting on weight between fights to see if he can see how far he can get his weight up. And I've heard he's gotten up to 250. And if he can get up to 250, then he can definitely fight heavyweight with all his talent and ability.
Quite a talented fighter, considering that you know, he didn't have all that much of experience coming into the world of MMA.
Just a gifted guy with a great wrestling background, and he learned quick.
Okay, now let's shift from UFC 149 to UFC on Fox. That'll be Saturday, August 4th. That's the day that Cain Velasquez will join us as well live. Mauricio Shogun Rua, man, 20-6, taking on Brandon Vera, 12-5. Last time I saw Rua, him and was it Dan Henderson, who almost like fought a death match in San Jose.
That was considered one of the greatest. I think that got greatest fight of the year, but definitely one of the greatest fights of all time. You know, a lot of people tell me about that fight and say that, well, those guys were gassed. That wasn't any show of technique or anything like that. But when you consider how hard those guys punch and what they were taking, the amount of damage they took, you can see why they looked a little flat in some of those rounds. But that was all heart, you know. That was one of the best fights I've ever seen. I was happy I got to see it live.
Yeah, I got to see it live, and I have to tell you the truth. I got a little squeamish a couple times there in the fifth round. I had turned my face away from the octagon. I mean, like a big puss. I just said, "Why was that? That's just too much for me." I mean, man, I couldn't believe it. Rua was banging down on Henderson with these hammer fists, and oh man, and all Henderson was trying to do was get through the round to get to five rounds because he knew he had won the first three.
Mm-hmm.
And all he was trying to do was make it to that last bell, man. Now, some people scored that fifth round 10-8 for Rua, which would have made this fight a draw. I didn't. I gave it to him 10-9, and I had Henderson winning the fight by 1 point, 3-2. But now, I'm glad I brought up Henderson now. Now, you know, they're talking about all these guys getting testosterone replacement therapy. Are you on the same page with that or what?
I don't. There's so many guys that are getting it now that I don't want to be the one that's going to go out and say, hey, what the hell's going on here? But seriously, I mean, Forrest has it now. He's got the testosterone use exemption. All these guys, I think I saw an article that said six fighters in the UFC have testosterone use exemptions, all former champions. So if you look at it that way, it's kind of like, come on now. You know, you can't tell me that out of all these sports, in all the major sports that we have, NFL and everything like that, they're not handing out testosterone use exemptions like that. You think that every fighter has a testosterone deficiency? This doesn't make sense.
Good point. Testosterone is is the male steroid, folks. That is really what gets guys going as far as their ability to train, fight, recover, look young, keep the belly fat away, the whole nine yards. Okay, Rua, 26, 20 wins, 6 losses, no draws. And Brandon Vera, 12-5, 1 no contest. They're both about the same height. They're going to weigh in at 205 pounds. Where's that fight go, and how's it go?
I think it's going to be a great stand-up battle, unless Shogun tries to take Vera down. I don't think Vera has great wrestling, but he is crafty on the ground, and he's got great Muay Thai. And I know he's looking at this as kind of his big comeback. You know, he understands what it means for him being on the big stage, going against a name like Shogun. And obviously he's had some ups and downs since he was so highly touted after he beat Mir and was fighting heavyweight. But it's a huge fight for him, and he knows that. So we'll really it's going to be, you know, him coming out full go, the best Brandon Vera we've ever seen. And if Shogun's trained hard for him, then Shogun will win. But if Shogun's taking him lightly, he could lose.
A couple other light heavyweights on the card, Lyoto Machida and Ryan Bader. How's this going to go? Machida comes in 17-3. Bader is 15-2. Machida's got like an inch shorter. That's probably about it.
Well, I'll tell you, Bader's one of my best friends. So this is a very biased opinion, but
give me your biased opinion.
I have trained with both of them. Lyoto is extremely small. He should be fighting at middleweight. I think he will when Anderson retires. He walks around at like 208. You know, so he has a 2 pound cut. And again, he's not ripped either. But Bader, I think he's going to get the takedowns. I think he's going to ground him out and either finish him on the ground with ground and pound or get the three-round decision.
You know, you and I talked earlier about Rowdy Ronda Rousey, who's going to fight August 18th on Showtime against Sarah Kaufman. Her popularity blows me away. I mean, they had a UFC thing on TV They said, who's the most popular fighter in the UFC? And I think she came up as number one on that UFC Fuel Night card.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's you know, she's only had five fights. I mean, she's really making, put it this way, I think because she's beautiful and that she can fight and that she can talk and she can walk the walk and talk the talk. She does it all. She's a complete fighter. Former judo Olympian, a silver medalist, I believe, in the 2004-2008 game, something like that. The bottom line is she's the real deal, where a lot of these chicks really aren't that much of the real deal. They get in the MMA, you know, try to make a few bucks, try to further their career. But the bottom line is most of them get, you know, ground up like ground beef.
Yeah, I think the only other girl that really put together that same similar package of talented, pretty, well-spoken was Gina Carano, and obviously she's doing well for herself in films, but you know, Cyborg doesn't bring that to the table. That's why you hear about her as a fighter, but not much. You know, she's not really expanding out into the media as much as Ronda Rousey is.
Okay, when you look at Gina Carano's movie, she's streaming, she thinks she's filming In the Blood right now. She did the Haywire movie earlier this year. She's going to do the remake of Wonder Woman in 2013. We'll never see her back in a cage again, will we?
No, there's no reason for it. You know, she had a good career, and there's just no reason for it. There's no reason for her to mess up her face either, because the fight she would have would be against somebody like Rousey or Cyborg. And I watched that Cyborg fight with her, and that was all bad. So yeah, I don't think she's going to step back in there.
Okay. My buddy, the old veteran himself, Ben Rothwell, 32-8, taking on Travis Brown on that Fox card. That's where I think they ought to put Ronda Rousey and Cyborg Santos on Fox.
Hey, that'd be great. That'd be great. There'd be a ton of numbers for that, I'm sure.
Exactly. I mean, guys would tune in for the curiosity. Chicks would tune in because they can identify with a female as good-looking, you know, the whole, all that kind of 9 yards. But I guess Showtime's got some type of exclusive contract with Strikeforce where they've got to get the permission of Steven Espinoza, the VP at Showtime, in order to fight on either a UFC card or a Fox card.
Yeah, until Showtime contract runs out, I don't think many of the Strikeforce fighters will be coming over like they had in the past. I know my teammate Daniel Cormier has to wait out his contract, so he has one more fight with Strikeforce before he can go to the UFC. And, so that's just a waiting game for a lot of these guys that are good enough to come over. They just got to wait out their contract, and then they can come over now.
All right, now you predicted that Cormier would beat Josh Barnett. You were right. He beat him hands down decisively every round. Were you surprised it was so one-sided?
No, I thought it was going to be one-sided. You know, I really did. I was very impressed watching it, too. You know, I mean, I thought it would be a convincing win, but, you know, watching that live, that was just incredible, you know, really incredible with the throws and everything he put together, getting out of that. When Barnett had his leg, I lost my voice screaming at Cormier to get out of it, but just an exciting fight and really showcased all of DC's talents.
Okay, now, he broke his hand, he said. He told me at the post-fight press conference he broke his hand. How's his hand doing?
His hand's healing up. He's been putting the gloves on. I sparred with him light Friday. We worked a few rounds with me, him, and Kane, and a couple other guys. So he's looking good. He's going to be ready to go September 29th.
Good enough. King Kyle Kingsbury, folks, the UFC light heavyweight contender. Kyle, all the best to you, and I thank you for your expertise, sir.
Thank you very much, Pedro. Have a great weekend, brother.
All right. The great King Kyle Kingsbury of the UFC. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts and boxing to an extent. Of course, this is the MMA Hour. You can catch us every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then again, you can catch us live on the Sports Byline Network on Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. So two separate shows. We do the weekend wrap on Sunday. We do the previews on Saturday. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the American Forces Network and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes?
You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
And now the arm triangle or the side choke and catch wrestling.
He's going to drop that head down lower, flatten out. He's doing a good job of flattening
catch
out.
Catch wrestling 101. Barnett advances to the final with a first round side choke. It's Barnett versus Cormier for the Sports World Grand Prix Heavyweight Tournament Final.
And we saw what happened in the Grand Prix Heavyweight Tournament Final. Daniel Cormier smoking Josh Barnett like a blunt. Hey, that's the Beach Boys. That's why God made the radio. That's the latest cut, the title cut off their latest LP. Of course, 50 years in the business now. Brian Wilson and the boys still kicking it, touring around the world. So wish them the very best of luck. Don't forget, UFC 149 tonight. Uriah Faber, 26-5. Renan Barreiro, the favorite in my book, in a lot of people's minds. 30-1, no one, no contest. Hector Lombard in the co-main event, taking on Tim Bosch. Hector Lombard should win that. Chet Congo should win his fight. As far as James Head and Brian Ebersole is concerned, I want to see Brian Ebersole win because he comes to fight, man. He's just one of those guys, you can call him yesterday and say he's ready to fight tomorrow, he'll be there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Don't forget, tomorrow we review both the world of boxing and MMA at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, most importantly, peace.